The danger of nuclear war has escalated to a point that no thoughtful person on the planet can ignore it any longer. Yet, in this atmosphere, there are still some who think there should be more weapons, more sanctions, and who think that a nuclear war can be won against Russia. It is very clear that those who have provoked the war and continue to escalate it do not care about the lives of the people of Ukraine or any nation or the planet, for that matter. This is not acceptable to those of us who care about the well-being of all of humanity. Those who do not wish to see the human race wiped the face of the earth. We therefore call on the citizens of the world to come together and raise our voices against this madness. Humanity for Peace is building a unified coalition above ideologies to stop the unfolding escalation towards nuclear war. We refuse to let humanity perish at the hands of insanity. Today is the 78th anniversary of the unnecessary and genocidal war bombing of Hiroshima by the United States, which was followed days later by the same crime against Nagasaki. Humanity for Peace is proud to hold these international rallies to remind the world that nuclear war should never be fought and can never be won. Humanity is better than that, and we must reject the destiny of inevitable war as a morally repugnant and horribly cynical view. Today's main central rally is being held at the United Nations in New York City from 1 to 4 and is being streamed live over the internet. More information can be found at humanityforpeace.net. We are not alone in solidarity with this main rally. Sister rallies such as this modest and humble one in Ottawa are being held in other countries around the world, such as the UK, Germany, France, Sweden, Austria, Chile, Mexico, and in many other places all over the world. There are over 20 organizations sponsoring the event. More information can be found at humanityforpeace.net. As President Kennedy said in his famous address to American University in 1963, war is not inevitable, but only if we work instead to create peace. The leadership of the United States and NATO member countries are currently not working towards this goal, but rather are further escalating and inflaming the situation in Ukraine. For this reason, an international chorus of voices must be raised against this policy and sound the call for peace. Thank you for being here with us today. Our job should now be to make this peace sentiment the dominant voice in the world. Our demands are as follows. The immediate ending of all funding and weapons to Ukraine. Convene immediate unconditional peace talks. The dissolution of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. A new international security architecture must be created to end the division of the world into blocks, eliminating geopolitics. This new architecture must take into account the security concerns of every sovereign nation, large or small.